After 18 days, a student sit-in at Syracuse University has come to an end. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the students left the administrative building yesterday afternoon.
But we're announcing today that this will be our last day of occupation for this space. I just want to remind everyone that although we are leaving this space, does not mean that this fight is over. It's actually just begun.
Colton Jones, a member of the general body, announcing the end of their sit-in that began November 3rd. The general body formed out of a protest against the university's closure of a sexual assault advocacy center. It then grew to have a laundry list of demands over university transparency and student support services. Thanks to the sit-in and talks with Chancellor Kent Siverud and his staff, the students can lay claim to a raise for teaching assistance, the hiring of a disability services coordinator, and a staff psychiatrist, and more access for students in university decision-making. They still had demands, but after a meeting Thursday with Dean B. Gonzalez, it was clear the students were not going to earn any more concessions, so they packed up. Chancellor Siverud, in a statement, says he remains committed to continuing the conversation. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.